with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, May 1st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Another busy weekend of spring sports for Friday and Saturday. That includes the Drake Relays with some area competition. Let's take a look at all the action from the weekend on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We first start with Friday action at the Drake Relays, where three high school Plymouth County athletes and one college athlete were able to compete at the Blue Oval. Starting in the boys' discus throw from Friday, it was Ian Blau of Akron Westfield taking 17th place. His best throw at Drake came at 149 feet 11 inches. To the boys' long jump, Bo DeRocher of Hinton took 15th place. His best jump 20 feet 4 and a quarter inches. Then to the girls' high jump, Bailey Boovy unable to get over the bar at 5 feet 2 inches, so she finishes in a tie for 24th at the Drake Relays. And of course, the area connections did not stop at the high school level. We go to the college level, where Lamar's community alum and current South Dakota Coyote Brandon Vanderslice competed in the men's shot put. He ended up finishing 12th at the Drake Relays with a best throw of 54 feet, 4.5 inches. Outstanding day on Friday for our Plymouth County athletes at the Drake Relays. Also in competition in a team, it was the girls' sprint medley team from Lamar's, a 21st place finish for Aubrey Lusing, Stella Hector, Jenna Allen, and Maddie Holes. Their time of a 1 minute 52.19 seconds. Again, those action from the Drake Relays on Friday. Other sports action from Friday, concerning teams anyway, we'll start on the pitch in girls' soccer in the MRAC, where West Sioux took down Lamar's in Lamar's 7-0. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln over Trainer 8-0, where it was Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson taking down Logan Magnolia 3-0, and Sioux City North defeated Tri-Center 4-1. To the boys' soccer pitch, Lamar's boys got back in the win column on the road with a 5-1 win over West Sioux. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln took down Trainer 1-0, and AHSTWB Council Bluffs TJ 5-2. To tennis, where Lamar's was hosting on the girls' side, a double duel with Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Sergeant Bluff Luton was also in town on Friday. Taking a look at the scores, the Lamar's girls had a tough day. They lost both matches to the Council Bluffs schools. TJ beat the Bulldogs 7-2, and then AL beat Lamar's 9-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 7-2, and it was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln taking down Sergeant Bluff Luton 7-2 in girls tennis. In boys tennis, those same four schools went at each other in Council Bluffs, where the Bulldogs came away with a pair of victories over the Council Bluffs schools. The Bulldog boys took down TJ 9-0 and beat AL as well 5-4. Then it was Sergeant Bluff Luton sweeping Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 9-0, and it was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-4. Going to the golf course, where we had a handful of Friday action in golf in the Weigel Conference. It was Akron Westfield defeating South O'Brien 208-214. Good day for Lainey Schutneck. She ended up being the medalist, shooting a meet best 49. Western Christian, they were taking on MMCRU, and it was the Wolfpack who got the better of the Royals 206-210 in a non-conference duel there. To boys golf in the Weigel Conference, where Akron Westfield put up 156 on Friday. Outstanding showing for the Westerners. They're going to be really good here the next couple of weeks. They beat South O'Brien 156-184. Carter Wilkin shot a 36 to medal for the meet. In that non-conference duel, it was MMCRU getting the better of Western Christian on the boys' side, 187-192. Noah Gallis of MMCRU, the medalist, he shot a meet best 43. To some track and field action from Friday, and these, of course, including athletes, some including athletes anyway, from the Drake Relays. Others had to miss out on their Drake Relays action. We'll take a look on the girls' side at the MMCRU Royal Coed Relays, where the MMCRU girls took fourth in their home meet with 70 points. Remsen St. Mary's was fifth with 54. Alta Aurelia took the top spot. They scored 157. 17 points. Unity Christian was second. South O'Brien third. To the Boyden Hall Rock Valley Nighthawk Coed Relays. That's where Akron Westfield was in attendance. The Westerner girls took seventh with 7 points. Their best showing on the day came from Sierra Barron. She scored scored 6 of the 7 points, with a third place finish in the long jump at 14 feet 11 inches. Boynton-Hall Rock Valley won their home meet with 168 points. It was West Lyon in second and Western Christian in third. To the boys' side of those meets, the MMCRU Royal Coed Relays, well, it saw the MMCRU boys take home the top spot, 153 points as a team for the Royals boys track team. They've been quietly having a great season in Marcus, and they're going to be a team that you really got to watch out for here come state qualifying meet times, and of course the Royal Conference meet today as well. South O'Brien took second of the Royal Coeds. Unity Christian was third, and Remsen St. Mary's placed sixth. They scored 14 points as a team. To the Boynton-Hall Rock Valley Nighthawk Coed Relays, the Akron Westfield boys took home the fifth spot with 73 points. Some highlights include Ian Blau hustling his way back from Des Moines to compete. He took the top spot in the discus with 159 feet 1 inch throw. Oh, by the way, that was a meet record at BHRV. He also won the shot put with a throw 53 feet 3 inches. He got some help on the scoreboard from Jacob Myers, who took third in the long jump, 20 feet 4 inches, and Jack Terpster was third in the high hurdles, 110 meter high hurdles, 17.58 seconds. The other team scores from the BHRV Nighthawk Coed Relays: Okoboji took the top spot with 129 points, West Lyon second, Boynton-Hall Rock Valley was third. That's from Friday's action in high school sports. Now we go to Saturday, where we had one final Drake Relay team to compete, and that was the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central Boys 4x100-meter relay squad. Connor Bielner, Bo Goodwin, Will DeStigter, Eric McGill, with a time of 44.5 seconds. They placed 50th out of the 96-team field, but don't let that fool you as saying, well, that's not very good. It was good, because they also placed 5th out of the 2A schools, so doing really good in their class and going to be a force when they get back to the Drake Relays for state tournament time. A good showing there from Connor Bielner, Bo Goodwin, Will DeStigter, and Eric McGill. Again, a 50th place finish in the boys 4x1. The Kingsley Pearson golf teams had some Saturday action. The OABCIG Invitational Tournament. Kingsley Pearson girls took home the win. They shot a 386 as part of the 18-hole tournament, and they won the OABCIG Invitational Tournament. The girls' tournament was hosted in Otebolt. Hannah Cook for KP placed 4th on the leaderboard with a 93 total. Abby Thompson and Jordan Sitzman tied for 6th. They each shot 95 individually. To the boys tournament, where the Kingsley Pearson boys took second. They shot a 333. OABCIG won their home meet in Ida Grove with a 312. South Central Calhoun was third. Vincent Culling had the top score individually for the Panthers. He placed 4th with a round of 79. Again, that was also an 18-hole tournament. If you missed any of these scores and results, have no fear. We've got them up on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab, click on sports scores and results, and you can scroll down to see all the spring sports results that we've got up there. Again, KLEM1410.com, the place to go. Now let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. It is jam-packed with some important events going on. We'll start in tennis and girls' tennis action. Sioux City East is in town taking on Lamar's. It's Sioux City West at Bishop Heelan, and it also, I believe, the Lamar's conference schedule going to wrap up their conference dual schedule anyway on the girls' side. In boys' tennis, Lamar's will head to Sioux City to take on the East High Black Raiders. In track today, Lamar's Community Track is at a meet hosted by Storm Lake. The Warrigal Conference track meet is today at South O'Brien in Paulina. We'll have coverage of that later on tonight. Western Valley Conference Tournament is tonight as well. That's being hosted by Kingsley Pearson. That's in Kingsley tonight. So again, some big conference track meets going on around the area. To golf, the Boys Golf Warrigal Conference meet is hosted at the Ridge in Sioux Center today, and that is going to be an 18-hole tournament for the Warrigal Conference schools. Western Valley Conference golf, that's going to take place at Kingsley today, and in girls golf, the Western Valley Conference meet is at Ridgeview. And something that does not pertain to competition begins today. Would you believe it is the first day of baseball and softball practice around high school sports in the state of Iowa? Boy, hopefully that's going to bring with it some warmer weather and we get to enjoy the summer here. But again, baseball and softball practice is today. The first day of baseball competition is already 2 weeks from today on Monday, May 15th. Softball teams can get started with competition coming up on Monday, May 22nd. That's 3 weeks from today. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter as well, especially later tonight, as we'll have some updates from the Regal Conference track meets. That's on our Twitter page, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.